Welcome to the Left Hand Backhand Podcast, episode 51. Ichiro.
Ichiro Suzuki.
Or Lofa Tutupu.
Or, wait, really? Whoa, did you have that off the top of your head?
I did.
That's really... I don't know anybody in my entire life who knows weird numbers of players across all sports. Mostly football, basketball, and baseball. But still.
Less baseball, more football, but yeah, a lot of basketball too. But that's a decent teaser into a segment that I have for you, Jeff.
Is what?
A sport trivia section thing that is not one of those three sports.
Okay. I guess I'll that'll do, donkey.
That'll do. Well, Jeff's getting no sleep these days. I cut my hair. And Jeff is going to have to shave his face on the podcast here pretty soon.
It's inevitable. And as you can see from those watching, my beard is definitely growing out a little bit. And it's going to be rough. And Emily is very upset at me.
It looks great. You look great.
It's thick.
You look better than me, and you're not sleeping, so.
I don't look better than you, and also, the bags under my eyes disappear when I get less than 3 hours of sleep, so it's catch 22.
Yeah, well, catch phrase.
Well, catch me if you can.
Well, phrase 10.
Phrase 10?
Yeah, what's instead that? Of phase 10?
Well, Marvel phase 4.
Well, Ben 10.
Well, bend over.
Well, I've been itching a while now.
Well, Ichiro Suzuki.
There we go. We're back.
It's a circle.
Oh, that was racist.
not if it's just a generic quote.
Our Q-tip of the week is a real thinker, Jeff. I've been coming up with these thinkers for you. Pause, sorry. Is there ever an appropriate reason to say something when a minister says, speak now or forever hold your peace? Is there ever an appropriate reason to say something?
An appropriate reason? I assume so.
Gonna stop the wedding at the altar, cause a scene, cause drama, make a whole big fuss? And if so, what is that reason?
I mean, it happens far more often in the movies and TV shows.
Correct.
However, there's got to be situations where it's important. Like, for instance, they find out that the groom is actually a murderer.
And yeah, well, the bride doesn't know it. You couldn't have thought to stop that before you got all the way up to the altar?
The person didn't find out until they came running in and said, I just did an FBI background check. He's guilty. And then they do that. But I don't know. There's ways for people to get around that.
I mean, I can't think of an actual appropriate reason other than someone saying,
saying, I object, Princess Buttercup.
Don't go to Hawaii.
Oh, whoa, that's... Dude, you're just rubbing salt in your own wound.
Pause. Sea salt spray in my own wound. Sea salt. Yeah.
Whoosh. Whoosh. Put up that conch shell right in your ear and just hear the waves.
Dude, don't talk about conking out. That sounds so good right now.
I wish I could. On 2 hours of sleep.
Well, we're bringing it to you. I think the only reason is for true love. Otherwise, I think you're just being selfish by pausing the wedding. I mean, if you know that like something happened, you should say it before it gets to that point, you know?
Oh, well, of course. Yeah. I don't think there's a reason for someone to stand them up without explanation and just not show up to a wedding. Like, either tell them or have someone tell them before they're standing at the altar waiting for you.
Yeah.
Not like... It sounds like, do anyone object? Like, if it's the bride's family, the groom's family, the only reason would be, like, if someone's having a baby. And they're like, my water broke!
Okay.
And it's,
that's
like,
a good
immediate family. That's appropriate.
Okay, I like it. I think we solved it.
I mean, that's just one. That's the as quick as I could think on my little feet.
You're quick with it.
I'm quick and witty.
Well, he's and I feel quick so with a joke or to light up your smoke. But there's some place that he'd rather be.
Quick with a joke and he light up his smoke. And is that Billy Joel?
Yep.
I had to sing it for me to Jilly understand Bowl. Where that was from.
Jilly Bowl.
I love Jelly Roll.
Ooh. Yeah.
Well, you do that right. That really flowed, though. I could hear it in my own head.
Well, have you seen my twin Flo?
Wow. Finding Nemo? That's really good.
We had a betta fish growing up for like a month, probably. And we named it Flo because it looked like Deb. And oh, Deb was always looking for Flo.
Yeah, that's really good. That whole part of that movie is actually underrated.
Very clever writing.
Willem Dafoe being, you know, Mount Wanahakalugie.
Dude, I didn't even know that was Willem Dafoe. What the crap?
No, the main guy?
Yeah.
Welcome, brother, Sharkbait. Sharkbait.
Ooh-ah.
Yeah, the Green Goblin, Gil. Really. Yeah, Gil.
Gil He's is Willem Green Dafoe. Goblin. That's crazy, dude. I didn't know that.
It fits
now that
so
you
well
say it, I'm like, oh yeah, I can hear that, but I had no
you
idea.
Look at his face and scar. That's Willem Dafoe. No problem.
Well, Will I am.
Well, Fergie Ferg, gonna love you a long time. Oh snap! That's not what she says.
Yeah, I was gonna say, but
that was a really long mute.
It was because my mute button didn't work last time. Sorry again about that, Scott. He was quite disappointed in me.
He was upset, and he actually took it out on me. He beat me after.
Careful.
He hurt me. He punched me right in the face, and he said, that's for your friend.
Saying the A word.
Yep, saying slurs and profanities.
Yeah.
On his own podcast.
Well, I do pay for this, so.
Yeah, in his face. And how many McChickens do you owe him, or does he owe you?
I sent you money to pay off my debt to him.
That's right.
So I'm clean.
Good,
Devin.
Devin will never be clean. Pause.
Pause. He is uncircumcised of heart,
and of mind, and of brain. Right. Good.
Yep. Do you have a fact for us?
I have a very fun fact, and you know what? I changed it from my original fun fact because what you brought up, and I said, I like keeping it on theme. For those of you listening, sometimes it just works better when we've talked about something already on the podcast, and it just flows well. Get it? Flow. We already talked about flow. Like, it's a circle.
Circle back.
Yep. This one is about Ichiro.
Oh! Dude, I freaking love Suzuki.
So, like the motorcycle. So, Ichiro was a beloved Mariner. Rest in peace, even though he's still alive.
Until he went to a Yankee.
But Mariners, we all love him there. And.
We love Marinaras.
We do. Parmesan, Marinaras, all that.
Parmesan.
Oh, nice. That was a great accent.
Oh, you doing great.
Oh my goodness. Oh, it's a Wembenyama. Hey.
It is like how you say the Ichiro Suzuki. Now we have move on the Italians to the French.
The French. They are very bad at kissing because they use too much lingua. What did you say?
They use too much linguine.
Linguine, like the ratatouille.
Ratatouille.
I really hope I didn't wake up my child in the other room. Okay. So, Ichiro had his first at-bat on April 4th, 2001, on May the
4th. Wow.
1 month before May the 4th be with you.
Cool.
Right? He had a single at his first at-bat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And it was his third MLB game. Okay. That he played, but he
took him three games to get his first at bat. Good job, Ichiro. Yeah. I thought you were a legend.
Mm-hmm. He hadn't had a hit yet in two games. So his third one on April 4th, he had a single, which raised his batting average to .300, 300.
He only had three at-bats in three games?
Yeah, I think he didn't really do much. I mean, it was his rookie year, so he may not have done much. But that was his third at-bat. And after that, he never dipped below 300 batting average his entire career.
Yo, that's crazy.
Talk. Three games in. That is unreal.
That's
to be a hitter like that.
Crazy talk.
He achieved it in his 10th career at-bat, and his average remained at or above 300 for the rest of his career.
That's crazy, dude.
He was
Shout
three
out
for
to Ichiro. You're welcome on the 10. Pod whenever you want.
Please, I will gladly welcome you, and I will make you your best Japanese food that I can.
And I won't even be able to understand most of what you're saying, but that's cool.
Like, you eat bananas? Four bananas?
Before. Monkeys never cramps.
That is my favorite. I never seen that before. You showed me. That's so funny.
That's never cramps. Quite funny. He's playing back in Japan, even though he's Korean, I believe.
Yeah.
No, maybe he's Japanese. I can't remember. But
he's something.
I think he's Japanese.
He's definitely Asian, I can tell you that.
He's definitely...
No question about it.
He is...
Whoa.
Well, Jeff, speaking of one of the four major sports, what's the one sport we haven't talked about yet?
Hockey. We have not talked about hockey yet.
For some reason, I didn't get to be a hockey fan as a kid, so I didn't know a lot about them hockey.
What do you mean
teams.
You didn't get to be?
I don't know.
Like,
I never
no one around you to advocate for hockey, or you just didn't not care for it.
Not really. I mean, like
you weren't squaring up
Crosby and Alex Ovechkin, and that's pretty much it as a kid. But we're gonna test your hockey knowledge, and I want you to try to name as many hockey teams as you can.
Oh my gosh.
Now, there are four divisions in hockey, and there are eight teams per division. First off, there's like six or eight more teams than I expected there to be in the NHL. That said, I love the way that they do their divisions. They have the Atlantic, the Metropolitan, the Central, and the Pacific divisions. But, I mean, I don't care about like the naming. That doesn't matter to me. But I like that there's eight teams per division. For some reason, that like makes more sense to me than four teams in a division.
Yeah.
Especially for as many games as they play in hockey. Like, I think the NBA needs to do this.
I have never been a fan, and to be fair,
NBA doesn't have anything with their divisions. Like, they mean nothing.
It's just the divisions are what we've got. You've got the West and the East, and then
they have six
divisions.
So
they've got random dividing conferences and then division. So,
but it's not like the NFL where you win a playoff spot if you win your division.
Sure, but football for me is actually weird in the way that the AFC and the NFC is. Like, I wish there was a better way to group it on a map, but it's kind of all over the place.
Well, you
and
know
so
why
that
is.
Throws me off.
It's because it was two separate football entities coming
that
together.
Merged. Sure. I just wish they
conjoining.
Changed it at that point. Like, that's your chance to change it. It's not like they did NBA and ABA and said, let's keep them separated. They'd like,
separate
okay,
people.
Well, how would we do? Separate, yeah. Well, Wilt Chamberlain.
anyways, so there's the Atlantic, the Metropolitan, the Central, and the Pacific divisions. Try to name as many teams as you can. I'm going to check them off for you.
Okay. First, we've got the Bruins.
That's the very first team on my list. Good job.
Is it alphabetical?
No, it's alphabetical per division.
Okay.
They're in the Atlantic.
Bruins. We've got the Blackhawks.
Careful. Yes,
Sorry.
The Chicago Blackhawks in the Central
Chicago
Division.
Blackhawks.
Okay.
We've got the Oilers.
Yes, Edmonton Oilers.
Edmonton Oilers. We've got the Flyers.
The Philadelphia Flyers.
See, I wish I knew where they were if I'd like what matched up with it.
Which hey, was... I'll help you out. You're doing great. You've got one in each division so far.
Wait, really? So that would be equal. Huh? Am I right?
Segregation. Okay.
This is going to sound crazy, but this is where it gets difficult for me. Those are what come off the, that's what it's off the top of my head, and then I start to struggle to think of them. I have to start thinking of like players that were on teams.
Think of locations, too.
Well, send me your location. Well, actually, you have sent me your location. I can see it every day.
Yeah.
You just indefinitely left it like that, and I was like, all right. I guess I can see when you're on Lifetime Fitness. With
me,
going
I love you more than you love me. So.
Well, that's what Barney said.
Okay. Yes, before he brutal all those children.
Okay. So, next up we've got, we've already got to Edmonton. There's DC.
Yep.
DC is the, I can think, the Capitals.
It's the Washington Capitals. Yep, good job.
Okay. Washington Capitals.
Where did Sid Crosby play for?
That's what I'm thinking of. It's, I'm thinking of the colors.
Black and yellow.
Yeah. That's Pittsburgh, right?
Yep, the Pittsburgh.
Asparagus. No, the Pittsburgh. Oh, wait. The Pluckers. No. I can see it. I can
it's
see
an
it.
Animal the that penguins. Plays on ice. Yep, it's the penguins. Penguins, the penguins. The Colorado, named after something that happens in Rocky in snowy mountains.
You mean it's springtime in the Rockies?
Yes.
You mean, what'd you say? Something happens? Well, actually, there's the Utah Hockey Club, but it's actually going to be changed to the Mammoths.
Mammoth, very good. They used to be the... in Arizona.
Oh, they did.
And they relocated. Let's see. So you have. I'm just gonna say the city, and you're gonna get me the team. The Toronto.
It's funny because I get baseball and hockey mixed quite a bit. I want to say baseball names for some of these places.
Okay, it's a Leaf.
Oh yeah, the Maples.
The Maple Leafs.
Okay, I didn't know that you were going to give away part of the
name. In Tampa Bay, they have the...
Tampa Bay...
McQueen?
Oh, the Lightning?
Lightning, yep.
Oh, I didn't even know that at all.
Florida, the state of Florida, has the state...
I didn't know Florida had a hockey team. Why did I not know that?
I mean, Tampa Bay has a... Like, Tampa Bay's in Florida. Or Tampa's in Florida.
I just
but they have Tampa and then Florida. They are not the black blank. They're just the regular blank. They're the nondescript Panthers.
Oh, the Lions. Yeah.
Then you have the Detroit Red.
The Red Wings.
Red Wings.
Yeah, I knew that one because they've won a lot of Stanley Cups.
One you're probably not going to get, the Buffalo Sabres.
Oh, I could have gotten that.
Then you have the Montreal Canadiens.
Oh! Montreal Oh, a surprise!
What? We'll see if your dad can figure him out.
Oh.
All right, Scott, name as many NHL teams as you can name off the top of your head, quick.
We'll see if you can name no more than I could.
Jeff, do I have to do the full name or just their name? Like... Do I have to say the, like, the New York Islanders? Or can
fantastic.
I just say the
this
Islanders?
Is making for great podcasting.
Your service is really rough.
I know. I've only got two
it's
bars
really robotic.
Here. I got to drive.
Oh. Yeah, it was supposed to be a surprise. My father was on here. We were trying to prep it, but I guess some complications happened. But I did not know he would be on the road.
Car on a road.
Can you hear me now?
I actually have him on here because I ran the simulations for the NBA all-time teams that UH did, and I ran the 7-game series.
I got cooked, didn't I?
So what, because you're Lincoln Cook?
Can you guys hear me?
So, Yes, yeah. You also sound like you're speaking through a walkie-talkie now, but it's definitely better.
Sorry.
Your service is a little better. Yeah, this is actually right. Better. This is doable. Yeah,
we can okay. Do this.
Okay, NHL
Canucks, how many Islanders. Let's see. I'm just kidding. I can name a lot.
Canucks, yes.
Okay.
Canucks, good.
Islanders.
Islanders, good.
The Penguins.
Penguins.
Stars.
Stars,
wow,
Dallas.
Okay, good job.
The Ducks.
The Ducks?
Just kidding. Oh. It's actually the Kings, it's not the Ducks.
They have both the Kings and Ducks.
Who are the Ducks? Anaheim Ducks and the LA Kings? Oh, okay.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah.
You got the Oilers?
The Oilers, yep.
That's one that I got.
The New Jersey Devils?
It's funny. Devils. All these that he's doing are ones I didn't do, but he hasn't done almost any that I did.
Yeah. I'm keeping
The Capitals?
Very good.
One that I did.
The let's see.
Come on, I heard the one in Seattle.
Oh, the Kraken.
The Kraken.
The Kraken. I totally spaced.
I've never gotten to see them, so the Flyers.
Very good. The Philly Flyers. That's Jeff got that one.
If you give me a city, I probably can guess more of these, but...
Colorado.
The Avalanche.
San Jose.
The Sharks.
Vegas.
Ooh, the Vegas. What was theirs? They were really big when they first started, too.
They're new.
Yeah, but I mean, when they first started, like, they were... Because they did really well right off the bat.
They
no
won
one expected
in one of
it.
Their first few years, yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember their name, Vegas.
The Golden Showers. Sorry, the Golden Knights.
Nope, I cannot believe you said that. Shame on you.
There's
he has to say, when you're on the podcast, sorry, I said you're on. You're on. When you are on the podcast, he has to say inappropriate things, I guess.
I know.
There's another New York team.
Okay, so you have the Islanders and the New York Rangers.
Very good. Ottawa.
The Senators.
Very good.
Wow.
Montreal.
Canadiens.
Very good. The Florida.
They're not good.
Panthers. The Detroit.
The Detroit, wow, who would they be? What's the first letter?
It's a color, and then a thing.
Red Wings, it's the Red Wings. Color and a thing.
Is that not in,
No, it is. As soon as you said it, I was like, I know what it is now. Yeah. Great hit.
Buffalo.
The Sabres.
Very good. The Carolina.
Panthers.
Nope. Hurricanes.
Yeah, that's right.
This one I did not know. The Columbus.
First letter.
B. It's a color and a thing, again.
The Columbus. They're the blue. Nope. Hang on. Columbus. They're the... What are they? Blue what? They're the Blue Jackets?
Yep. The Minnesota.
Minnesota Stars.
Wild. That's the Dallas.
Wild.
We already got them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Nashville.
Nuggets.
Predators.
I don't.
The St. Louis.
St. Louis. This is probably a bigger one. I don't know.
The Blues.
Oh, that's where the Blues was for, yeah.
And then the Winnipeg.
Jets.
Very good. And then finally, we have the Calgary.
The Calgary Stampede.
Flames.
No, the Stampede is the Utah Mammoths.
But I knew more than I probably expected to even know.
You got almost half. No, you did get half.
Okay.
Good job.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Actually, you got more than half. I'm quite proud of you.
All right, thank you.
Unfortunately, he's...
I did get the city.
All right, Jeff.
You were giving me cities.
Before your dad loses complete coverage.
Yeah, before you lose coverage, father, as you were going through a very rough area, we will be going over the sections of who won and how the games played out.
Okay.
Hopefully my dad gains service here soon, but I will just begin. We're going to... I think we got him back. Okay. So I'm going to review the teams real quick so we remember who has got who. So first team for... looks like my father's team, Scott. He had Michael Jordan. So I'll go through the year that I was able to do it for their prime, so you'll know kind of what we're working with. We had the 1992-93 Michael Jordan. We had in the 2016-17 Steph Curry. We had 2002-2003 Tim Duncan. We had 1961 Wilt Chamberlain. 1993 Scottie Pippen. 1987 Magic Johnson. 1972 Kareem. 1998 Karl Malone. 1962 Oscar Robertson. 1986 Larry Bird. And then I chose two players to kind of fill the bench that we needed. So I chose Keldon Johnson and Marco Bellinelli, but they were not going to get playing time. So I just had to add them as filler. And then for Lincoln's team, we've got 2005-2006 Steve Nash, 2005-2006 Kobe. So you've got the same year. You got two players in their prime.
Wait, his best year was 2005-2006?
That was one of his MVP years. And he averaged he averaged 10.5 assists per game and 19 points per game, 4 rebounds per game. And he won the MVP that year. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Tim Duncan should have won it that year.
Timothy.
Yeah. He should have. He got robbed there.
Yeah.
And then Kobe, 2005-2006, he had 35 points per game that season. That's crazy. You had 1988 Clyde Drexler. You had 1991 Reggie Miller. You had also Marco Bellinelli, who wasn't going to get playing time.
Yes.
You have 2013 Kevin Durant, MVP year. You have 2013-2014 LeBron, championship year. Actually, the year before, 2013 LeBron. You have 2024 Giannis. You have 2017 Kawhi on the Spurs. You have 2000 Shaq. You have 2025 Nikola Jokic. And then you have Keldon Johnson as well. So you've got all the way down a good list. So that's pretty, those are pretty stacked teams. Okay, so I ran this, and I divided up your playing time, so you kind of chose who gets what. So game one, the home team was, let me make sure I've got that right. All right, home team. Yeah, I could actually choose that, probably. So I did home and away.
Did you put me in Denver so that way my team would be more acclimated to the high elevation?
I did yours for Portland, and his was Chicago because he likes the Bulls. So you're welcome. Okay, so yeah. Lincoln was the away team, and my dad was the home team for the first two games. Game one, Lincoln 108, Scott 97. Okay.
Oh!
Lincoln gets the
defense,
first game.
Baby, let's go!
Player of the game was Giannis with 27 points, 10 rebounds, 8 assists, 3 steals, and 2 blocks. So, crazy game.
Let's go,
LeBron only had 13 points, but it was pretty even. And my dad, Michael Jordan, had 22 points. Had a few guys, but like Duncan and Curry shot poorly in that game.
All right, I can tell you that's not true because we.
If
know
he actually played against good competition, maybe.
There we go.
He played 48 minutes and he shot 10 for 21 and he shot 2 for 3 from 3. He had 11 rebounds, 7 assists, 3 blocks, and a steal. So pretty good.
Thanks, okay,
game 2.
All right.
Game 2, Lincoln's still away, but my father takes the game 122 to 105.
Wow.
So he takes game 1, takes game 2. Michael Jordan, 23 points, okay. 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, and a block. So pretty good all around. Solid game from both sides, but yeah, they definitely shot pretty well. Game 3, now we've moved.
Okay. So time 1-1.
Now we're back to Lincoln home court,
the Rose City.
Hey, Lincoln, I'm predicting this game goes 7.
Okay. So this game, Scott, 103, Lincoln, 112.
Oh!
9-point game. So Lincoln in the home court, LeBron goes off, 33 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal, and 2 blocks.
Okay, Bron.
So big time. Michael went 8 for 19 with 7 rebounds, 3 assists, so he struggled. But Karl Malone and Kareem had good games to kind of.
Because of that Kawhi and Giannis defense.
And Steph went 3 for 7 from 3. I mean, defense does matter in these, so. And LeBron shot well, 12 for 19.
Yeah, Scottie Pippen's got to. Scottie and Michael have to step up their defense.
Scottie only shot 2 for 6, so it wasn't great. Okay. Game 4. So Lincoln's up 2-1.
4.
Game 4 is still Lincoln's home. Yep. And that Lincoln wins that 110 to 105. Close game.
Whoa!
LeBron had only 10 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists. But Shaq had 21. And 3-1.
3-1.
But the whole team
now
shot pretty well. Michael scored 10 for shot 10 for 17 with 23 points in that game. Wilt was 9 for 19. Carl was 7 for 11. So all around. But Steph struggled. Again.
Sounds like Steph struggled this whole series.
I don't know who's guarding him.
Yeah, I feel like Steph's got to have a big game. Game 5.
So now we're back over to Lincoln's away. Scott's home. We've got Scott with 116 and Lincoln with 118.
Oh!
Lincoln wins the series 4-1 at gentleman's sweep. LeBron had 20 points. Kobe had 23.
Good job, Lincoln.
In that game, Michael was 27 points, 12 assists, 4 rebounds. He couldn't do it for him. And Larry Bird was 20 points. Here's the thing.
I wish I would have won on my home court, you know, but it's fine.
I will tell you this. One thing about this simulation, this is a new thing. It's really cool that I can design it. However, I don't think this is accurate towards how gameplay would actually be for some of these players because Steph never really shot more than 4 or 5 threes a game, which we know is actually not at all what would happen in a real game.
Correct.
And he would probably light it up from 3 in that because he would be able to shoot a lot more. However, the defense is it's a different flow of a game, and with all these players, it's hard to predict what it would be. But yeah, this feels like it's built for how a 90s game would play out, which is how some of these players are from.
Yeah.
So in a 90s game with the players, it does show that Lincoln gets the edge, and my dad is 0 for 2 in these simulations. First one he lost to Steele in the trial run, second one he lost to Lincoln.
Yeah, but then you redid the trial run, and then I did win with Steele,
so
remember?
So you owe me how many McChickens now? Correct.
Well, I didn't owe you any before.
Not true. Your son was supposed to give you $2.
No, he did not give me money. In fact, I spent money.
I never bought you anything.
He never bought me anything.
A diamond ring.
What'd you buy me? Please share.
Papa's going to buy you a diamond ring.
So, Jeff said that you wrote down what we bet.
Let me pull it up.
And I don't remember.
Let me see if I have it pulled up.
Because I know there was a McChicken at stake, but I didn't.
I'd have
know
to go back and listen to the old episode.
You didn't write it down.
I didn't have it written down. No, sorry. But
he just knew he was going to win, so he didn't really care to write it.
No, I. So, I thought there was something, maybe it was your battle with Devin on the mini golf course, but didn't you do something with like baked cookies or something with them?
And brownies.
It was brownies, but then I converted them to McChicken so that I could bet him. So right now, Jeff owes me 6 McChickens or 7, no, one of the 2, McChickens. And Devin owes me 10.
Because it doubled or nothing on that last thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, so Jeff owes me 12 and Devin owes me 10. And I think we square until you look up, because we maybe just bet one McChicken, but I don't know.
I think we did like 5 or 10, but I'll go back and confirm and I'll text you.
Definitely had McChickens on the line, and yeah. that was and fun. Then I'll just have Jeff. It's fun because we can use this again for something else, and we have – you can do pretty much any sport that they have on here, except for like curling.
I'm sure glad I didn't pick Steph Curry.
I guess that made a big difference.
Glad I took Steve Evidently, Nash.
yeah. Good job. I think they were about even.
Sounds like Jokic didn't do anything, Jeff.
No, Jokic did. He had
Yeah.
Yeah. Jokic won game. Sad. He had 18 minutes. He had 4 points.
Oh, 4 points. Yes.
Next game, he had 11 points. He had 18 minutes. The other game, he played 8 points.
See, I wonder if I had taken my 5 best players and just said they're 48 minutes.
Hey, we could try that at some point. You can take your top 5 and we'll run it with all of them playing all 48 minutes and just see what comes out with your. Okay. You want me to run
Let's
that?
Let's do that. You already know my top 5. And then just, I guess, you know, Link can give you his top 5 and then just run the series again and see what happens.
It'd be really interesting to see how this would play out.
Also, I wonder if your coach makes a difference.
No. The coaching, there's no coaching difference here. It's just if you do the minutes, it'll just do it based on the target minutes.
Oh, coach. My name is Jeff.
What? Yep, that's right. I can actually. And what's funny is,
I don't know. The last time I coached a basketball team, they won a championship.
I did. I heard. Championship.
Coach Jeff killing it.
Well, I can actually. If you start another segment or something, I can actually run it really quick. I have it ready to go, and I can run one quick one and just see what happens. If you guys are interested. You're not.
I'm not.
We can run it after.
Lincoln?
Okay.
I won for the pod. Yeah,
there we go.
Scott wants to try to get redemption for pride. That's fine.
You did. There's no redemption. It doesn't even have to count for anything. I'm just curious what that would look like because I don't think maybe I played Steph enough minutes. Maybe
he's also like the most conditioned player in NFL or in NBA history. Steph.
Who?
Him and CJ McCollum ran how many miles a game was it? They did some like stat on it.
Yeah.
And him and CJ ran like
the amount.
Like it was like 8 or 16 miles a game or something like that. Like it was insane.
Because he's always running around screens and picks and everything. He's everywhere. Jeff, in case
he called me today to tell me about it and he said he told you and it was insane. Now you know why.
No, I was just taking a personal call on the pod now.
Did you tell Lincoln? No. He had 31 students cheat on their final exam using ChatGPT. 31.
That was bad. He could see it too and failed them all. And then their parents got mad at Steele and said, "You did a poor job at designing this assignment." And also,
can you believe?
That's how old I'm going to be in a couple weeks.
Dude, it's
unbelievable. And they all lied to his face until he showed them their
cheating. That's crazy. And I couldn't be back in school with ChatGPT. It's way too tempting.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Anyway, you caught them all busted.
Wow, can't believe your son's
a
narc.
Your, line. Thanks for including.
He loves to tattle.
Oh, no matter what, every time I've been on this, he has taken a fall for something. Even when he did nothing wrong, he's still taking a fall right now. Unbelievable. He called him a narc when he was the teacher and then he cheated on his exam. Amazing.
It's unfortunate for Steele.
You guys have to make up.
I've never met him.
You can. This bad blood is just really sick.
All right. Love you too, bye.
I know. There's the problem.
Right, man, that was funny.
Well, that's unfortunate because I just ran it.
Wait, you can do it on your phone?
Yeah, I just did. That's where I've been doing them.
Oh, I thought you were doing it on your PlayStation or whatever you have.
No. So, I didn't tell you this. So my PlayStation didn't, the game on starting in December, it shut down its online server, so I couldn't use the teams that I created because it's 2K23, and the last two games are the only ones that work, so 24 and 25. So gotcha. I had to find a different method, which is why I use my phone, but it turned out to be a better one. So I'm going to run these because I just have it set. It actually looks like it won't do every player for your starting that I'm setting at 48 minutes. It will not actually play them the whole 48 minutes. It'll do...
because they'll probably just get tired.
It does like 45 or more, or 46, and then it'll do some of the players. They'll do like 3 minutes or something.
Like the choking Kinects?
Yes, like that. Man, that was rough.
That was crazy.
Can't believe that they
did it. Except it would have been better if he actually made a three.
No, it would have been. It would have been like rivaled Kawhi's shot in the game.
And if he would have actually been behind the line, he would have made the three.
Yeah. Well, here's a crazier stat that I'm not going to wait till next week because I thought it was bonkers. Good. You always look at players who are. Like how they are in the clutch in the final minute to take the lead or tie. Tyrese Halliburton is 12 for 14 this season to take the lead or tie in the last this minute season. Of the game. This season. In the playoffs, he has made, I think, 6 of them or 7 of them.
That's insane.
He's only missed 2 the whole playoffs.
That
goes. He 12 for 14? He hasn't missed, dude, and half of them are jump shots.
That's insane.
So yeah, I don't like him, but you know what? He's balling out.
I don't mind him. Compared to others, I like him better than Brunson, I think. So, but yet for some reason, I want the Knicks to win.
I'd rather have them win than the Pacers.
Yeah. All right. Well, should we draft?
We shall draft.
Since I assume that was your segment, and
yeah.
We're already running a smidge long, and if we draft quickly, then we can go over the rest of my segment, which got interrupted, but that's all good.
Yeah, I understand. It was a little crazy.
No, that was fun.
He had to download an app because he was on the road.
Yeah, sorry for the technical difficulties, everybody, but...
Technical difficulties. All right, draft?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what's your draft for us?
You have the draft.
Okay, you're right.
Dum-dum.
Okay.
Give me gum.
Give me gum. Okay. Our draft today is going to be French fry shapes.
French fry shapes.
French fry shapes.
Oh my gosh.
French fry shapes. I had a French fry at Costco today as a little trial, and I'll just tell you, it was very good. It was a sweet potato fry. Not everyone loves sweet potato fries.
I love sweet potato fries, but they have to be crispy.
They have to. This one was not crispy, so I was sad, but the flavor was still good.
Okay, well, I'll give you the first pick.
Dude, the first pick?
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
It is, but I can't think of the 4-5, so I just want to take the 2-3, and I'll live with whatever you don't take at 1.
Okay, you will live with it, because... I feel like for those who are French fry connoisseurs, we know the and it just makes the entire experience better.
Okay. I already wrote down what I think your answer is.
You did?
Yeah.
Does it start with a W?
No.
It's a waffle fry.
Okay. That was going to be the 2.
It's definitely the 1. Waffle fries. For those who eat French fries often, waffle fries, debatable. Crispiness, texture, dippability... The fluffiness, but it is far and away better.
Yeah, but sometimes you don't. You get burnt pieces.
That happens to all French fries, though.
It does, but I'm just going to take...
Waffle fries, good waffle fries are the best type of fry.
I'm going to take the traditional, the 101, and call it good from there, because those are the first two picks, obviously.
Okay.
Just the traditional fry. And then at my two, might be semi-controversial, but I can't risk you taking it, and that's the steak fry.
Well, good thing you took it now, or I mean, you can take it however you want, because I wasn't... Steak fries aren't on the top of my list.
What?
Steak fries, they're too thick, and most of the time they're too dry. Oh. Steak fries dry out way easier, and places are pretty bad at it.
Yeah, I mean, I only have had steak fries at my mom's house and Red Robin, so.
Yeah, not they're not fantastic.
Oh, I love not steak fantastic. Fries. Give me them all day.
Okay. So, I've got waffle fry. You took... What'd you take first, second?
Traditional.
Traditional. So, what do you call those? Shoestring?
No. Traditional fries. Like, oh, okay. What you... If you look up a picture of a french fry, the emoji for a french fry, those are traditional french fries.
Okay, standard cut. That's what I'll call it.
Okay.
Standard cut. Okay, cool. And then steak fries?
Yeah.
Okay. Not bad. There's definitely better. I'm going to say next up on the list is the classic. There's only like two or three places that I really like to get them is the curly fry.
Curly fry.
Seasoned curly fries. Which one's better? The Arby's curly fry or the Jack in the Box curly fry?
Arby's.
Why?
I don't know.
Do you just say things? I don't know.
Because they
Why taste is it better? Better? Is
they
it
taste
flavor?
Better.
Or is it texture?
Both.
I think Arby's actually has curlier fries. On average, they have the
when
really
you get
long
the
curls.
Full like ring curl. It's so good.
Like a, it looks like a shock for like a bike.
It looks like a little house on the prairie. Like mama curled her hair.
That's so specific, but I know exactly. I can imagine. I could just eat the hair and do.
Yeah,
little,
just
nom, 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 nom. It's like
we're being so gross.
I know. Okay, so curly fry right up there. Yeah. And then, to top that off, we're going with a nice, which Sonic does these really well, especially when they're crispy, is a crinkle cut.
Ooh.
Love me a crinkle cut fry. Again, they can dry out, so that's why they're lower, but they're really fun. And when they're crispy, they're very good. Fun texture.
Fun texture. Fun guys.
Fun.
Okay, well, frick, I don't know what else there is. So.
Yeah, you do.
Not really.
I mean, I've already said one that you haven't said yet, because I thought it was a different one, but.
I mean, we got crinkle cut, steak fries, curly fries, waffle fries, traditional, all taken off the list. Sweet potato fries wouldn't count.
I would count those. They're their own thing.
But the draft is fries shaped, is what you said.
Yeah,
sweet potatoes are just a different type of potato.
Sure. I mean, if you want to exclude it, then exclude it. Is sweet potato fries that high on your list?
Well, I mean, I do love them, but I don't think it's a shape. I think that's what you're insinuating, but I don't think it's a shape.
Then don't add it.
So... You can call foul on this if you want, but I'm going to take the tater tot.
No, that's a good pick.
Okay. All right. All right. Now we're cooking with gas.
Okay, you want another you want another fun fact?
Yeah.
BYU's main point guard, Richie Saunders' grandfather invented the tater tots.
No way.
So he is actually
named Napoleon Dynamite.
He has an NIL deal with Orida cuz Orida is the inventor of the tater tot.
That's fantastic.
So yeah, really fun. And they said they'll give out free fries for every tournament game they win in the NCAA tournament, and they got some free fries.
That's...
So tater tots do good, and you know what? Mexi fries from Taco Time. There you go.
Dude,
very
Mexi
good.
Mexi fries.
Good old days when we played golf and bet Taco Time.
So
I love those days.
Well, I'm going to leave a pick for you because it's... I frankly just never get satisfaction out of it, so I'm going to leave it for you. And I just looked up a list, and I've had this before once, and it was phenomenal. And apparently they're called tornado fries.
What's that?
It's like where the fry is like, it's like there's like a hole drilled down the middle and you kind of like twist it like a pineapple. You know, that's like real? Like when you cut a pineapple and you stick
it kind of like a curly fry, but like a whole thing?
It's like swirly up a stick.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. It's like a fair food.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I've had it once, and it was fantastic. Underrated and I just saw it on this list, and I'm like, that's on my team.
Underrated pick. So, tornado. That is the spot too,
dude. You can get a lot of like sauce and cheese on there.
They fry it in the thickest, fattest oil of all time. They just cut a fat piece of fat from a cow and just throw it in a vat, and then just
dude, they fry just it take there. Lard.
Yeah, they just like, and they just fry it in there. That sounds gross, really good.
But you're right.
Okay, great.
Okay, you got the waffle, the curly, and the crinkle cut. Where are you going next?
I'm going with what I call, there's different names for it. Walmart has them, but we would get them from, I don't know if it was Walmart or Fred Meyer. There's a few places, gas station, but Washington calls them JoJo's.
Like
everywhere
wedges.
Else, they're potato wedges.
Yeah, I'm going to call them wedges for sake of the draft.
That's the actual name is wedges, but JoJo's
That's what I was between with really my pick there.
And again, it's lower because they tend to dry out.
Dude,
they're really good when they're
What was the place in the Northwest that had them and they called them JoJo's?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think it was a gas station.
It was it came from a place. Dang it, pause. It was like the Boston something looking type place. JoJo's are from the Pacific Northwest. That's what I'm reading here.
Everywhere I'm seeing is like, hey, if you don't get them from a gas station, they don't count.
So it's just a Pacific Northwest thing. They call them JoJo's. That's awesome.
Winco has JoJo's. That's where the main place is.
Yes. Winco. Yes, they do in the fresh.
Like
they make them fresh and they put them in the little bag and the bag gets all sweaty.
Uh-huh. The bag gets soaked in grease.
Yeah.
No, they're really good.
Dude, but yeah, those are so good. Friggin' Winco's JoJo's are bomb.
Yeah, Fred Meyer.
Holy blast from the past.
Safeway has JoJo's.
Safeway had them too. Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, those are the places, and JoJo's are really good when they're good.
All right. That's a good pick.
And then finally, just because they're just kind of classic, they're not great, but you can get them at like. Sometimes at
Freddy's,
In-N-Out is the shoestring.
Yeah,
they hit the spot sometimes, but most of the time they are just they're not crispy enough. So and they just get.
I think they're plenty crispy. It's just I have to just like shovel it into my mouth to get a sufficient height.
Shove it up your butt.
Oh,
sorry.
Careful now. Don't tempt me with a good time.
Watch my profanities. Don't, Stanley.
Okay. No, I mean, it was deserving of being taken for sure, obviously. I'm going to, and if you'll allow it, I think it's a different type of fry, and I'm going to go with the Belgian fry.
What's that?
Which they're like halfway between a steak fry and a traditional fry.
Are those ones that are like cut weird that have like the little, like, kind of like Wendy's fries a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit like Wendy's, but maybe a little thicker.
Yeah, they kind of like the shape's not always the same, and sometimes they have like the skin on them.
Yeah, which I love.
Yeah,
I love skin.
Those are good. Yeah,
I love skin.
I wouldn't really stop. Don't say it like that, boss.
Why not?
Because you just you stop very abruptly and just let the audience just sit there and listen to my chuckles. Yes, I like skin.
I love skin.
Skin to skin,
like for a baby. Yeah. See,
yeah. Calms it's good. Down.
Now, where does the lotion go?
Dude, come on! Why?
Just put the lotion in the basket.
We're not watching. We're not watching Silence of the Lambs. You gotta get out of here.
Silence of the Jeremy Lambs.
The Jeremy Lambs. Stop.
Oh. The Silence of the Mary Had a Little Lambs.
Dude, that was really good. And gross.
So gross, dude. She puts the lotion on her skin.
That's so good and creepy. Ew. That was so awful. You better remember this timestamp.
Woo! That was good times. Well, I was going to go through some funny origin history of NHL teams, but I think we'll probably just call it there to cool clean under an hour.
Yeah, that was funny.
Sorry for the technical difficulties. Thanks for joining with us.
It's a little strange podcast today, but you know what? That's, you got to get a little strange.
We made it past 50, so yeah. It's YOLO at this point.
Yeah, anything goes.
Thank you for joining us for our Ichiro episode, or Lofa Tatupu, which, if you don't know who Lofa Tatupu is, he was the middle linebacker for the Seahawks when they lost to the Steelers in the Super Bowl in 2006.
Ooh, when they got robbed. Yeah.
They legitimately, that is the worst officiating I've seen in the Super Bowl ever.
It's up there. It is up there. It was.
I can't think of anything worse.
I was
12 years old. It wasn't just like one call. It was the whole game.
Constant Ben Roethlisberger just... We love you, Ben.
It was so gross.
Let's kiss you. That's what the refs were doing the whole time.
Well, let us know if we missed any French fry shapes below, and let us know if you remember JoJo's. I'm talking to you, Margie.
JoJo Siwas.
JoJo's were so good, dude.
This is a blast from the Northwest past.
Yeah. Like, I doubt they even have them at, like, the Utah or Idaho ones. They probably only have them in
North. I think they have them at Winco.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying that if Winco in Utah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I
don't know. Well, stay tuned for Jeff to shave his face here in the next month.
Yeah, it's going to happen in June. We're
looking quite forward to that. Share with your grandma. Share with your friend from the Pacific Northwest that might remember JoJo's. Jeff, I think you win the draft just for calling them JoJo's.
Thank you.
And let us know whose team you like better in the French fry draft. Jeff, final word, brother.
Final word, I'm going to turn to you because I wanted you to just shout out your guest appearance on a different podcast.
Oh!
I wanted you to shout. I don't think we've ever shouted it out, so you should shout out your podcast before, shout out the one you were on, and tell the listeners about it real quick.
Okay. Dude, fantastic shout. Shout out to Avery, Joel, and Will on the Three Guys, Six Balls podcast for bringing me on as a guest. They're childhood buddies that we played all sorts of sports with, all grown up, campouts, everything. So many memories, so many stories. And they brought me on to talk about the AFC West, specifically about the Chiefs, which was super fun. And low-key kind of killed it on their podcast.
But don't tell them that.
Lots of good laughs. Probably don't tell them that, brother. And our other final word is
you are insane.